Floral tributes. They're being left outside Toowoomba Police Station, where Senior Constable Brett Fort was based with the Tactical Crime Squad. He was a man that the majority of you had never heard of until late yesterday, but now it's going to be ever hard to forget the ultimate sacrifice that he paid, gunned down while just doing his job. A job he left 4 in the morning and will never come home, leaving his wife Susie, who was also an officer without a husband, and their 3 children without a dad. Someone who knew him well was the Queensland Police President, Ian Leavers. He's on the line now. Ian, good afternoon. Actually, it's hardly anything but a good afternoon, is it?
No, you're absolutely right. Like, there's some things that we've lost, Brett. It was a tragedy. I didn't know him when he first started in policing, and he continued on. He was a happy person, and sadly, he died doing the job that he loved. But, you know, you bring it back, and he's left a wife and 3 beautiful children who, sadly, Brett will never get the opportunity to spend a lot of time with them doing things like water sports, which he enjoyed with his kids, or the kids will never get that opportunity to play with their dad. And, you know, he leaves behind a wife. It's just, it begs belief.
You you started with him, or you were with him when he started out at Ipswich?
Yeah. He started off, I'm a lot older than Brett, but and he was just a decent young person who was liked by everyone, and he's been more not only in Ipswich, but throughout everyone who's actually come across Brett over the last few years, and they're just in complete disbelief. But as we do know in policing, and the sad part is we know it could have been any one of us. It just happened to be Brett yesterday, and that's the inherent danger. And what you said before, sometimes when you're leaving to work, there's a chance that you may not come home, and that is a sad reality of policing. And it was all about, you know, trying to do the right thing and keep people safe and get this wanted person who needed to be kept in custody to keep the community safe. And Brett paid the ultimate price. We're all gobsmacked, and it'll take us a while to come to terms with what has occurred.
Ian, as much as every officer who puts on the uniform knows that that could be a reality, and the fact his wife Susie, she's in the service, Dad was also a police officer, he's a brother-in-law as part of the bigger police family, it doesn't make it any easier, does it?
Doesn't make it any easier at all. You hope that it never happens, and I've always said, with police, we know the risks are, but the real people who suffer are our families who are left behind, and they're the ones who worry more than what we do, because we know we're going out to do a job. And, you know, this is in the Darling Downs area, but it's touched police right across the country. Tributes are flowing in from all my colleagues right around the country. And, you know, the sad part is, whether it's in Corumba or Brisbane or the Darling Downs, it's affected 60,000 police. I believe many Australians are just dumbfounded at this sort of senseless act, and they don't wish that upon police. And even some people, I say, who don't like police don't ever want this to happen to police. And it's just something that should never happen, but it is one of the risks that we face. And, all we can do now is try and look after, you know, Brett's wife and the 3 kids and ensure that we can do what we can as the police family to look after them. And one thing that we're starting at the police union is we've set out a Brett Fort Remembrance Fund, and for people in the community that wish to donate to ensure that his kids will still get looked after. That's what it's about. So we've started that with QBank and with Westpac now, and we encourage people, if you wish to donate, we can't replace Brett, but we can ensure that the family never struggle financially. And that's just one little thing, but it'll never bring him back either.
And I've just got details, or I've just been given details of that Remembrance Fund. What I'll do is we'll put it up on our website and our Facebook page and share it and get the word out there and let anybody who wants to do something to help be able to do that. You can walk into any Westpac branch too, or QBank branch, and they will be able to put whatever money you want to donate to Brett's family aside for that in the Brett Fort Remembrance Fund. Outside of that, Ian, what support is being extended to the family?
Well, this is one thing where the police service and the union come together. You know, we've got the chaplains there, the human services officers, as well as all their colleagues who are all banding together and supporting one another, because those who've worked with Brett over the last few years, they're still coming to terms with it, and it really hit them this morning. But it's about the police family closing in with one another and just supporting each other. But one thing that does help us is when the public back us and the public support us, and we know that, and that means a lot to police. And without the public support, we can't do the job, and it's a two-way street. So we're coming together, and as I say, right around the country, I've had phone calls from colleagues I have in Europe and other places, and they're just dismayed about why this has happened. And you touch one police officer, you touch every one of them right around the country.
So, so true, Ian, so true. Now, listen, I don't want to dwell on this bloke, but Rick Madsen, he shouldn't have been on the streets in the first place, should he?
No, that's right. It's, wanted for other things and domestic violence as well, and domestic violence is a terrible crime. It just, the pain that inflicts upon the entire community. And, he should have been locked up. But what I will say is, I've always said this, and I don't want to take it away from Brett and his family, but as police, we'll always do our job. We put them before the courts, but our job's done. We don't hand out the sentences, and this person, shouldn't have been on the streets. And sadly, Brett has paid the ultimate price.
There's going to be a lot of people listening now who have thought that, who've felt that, who fear that that might have been the case. Do you have details, or can you share what and why he was on the streets for?
Look, a lot of it's got to do with domestic violence, and let's say he was the number one priority for the Toowoomba Police to apprehend and put behind bars. That's how seriously it was taken. We were never to know the way it would unfold, or you would have weapons like this. That was unknown to us at all. But it just goes to show that these sort of people, we have to apprehend and have to take into custody. But this is just, we're gobsmacked. It's just one of those things that we had to do, and he took out a police officer. But who knows, he could have done a lot more. And just to reflect on a couple of things you said before, those heroic police who did what they did at the time, who were working with Brett, cannot underestimate what they did to try and save him, and sadly, it was never going to occur. And just touching on what occurred today, all those police, with what was on their minds, they behaved and they acted in a very professional and responsible manner, and they did their job. And the other thing is, we'll back up today, tomorrow, and the next day, and we'll continue to do our job, because that's what we do.
Exactly right. Ian, very well spoken, mate, and thank you for helping us pay tribute to one of your own. I know it's been a tough day, a tough 24 hours, and I'll let you get back to the job that you do best. Ian Levers there,